smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
A new centre at seven. The mum of a meningitis survivor says it's disgusting. An NHS trust took 26 hours to report a suspected case. East Kent's admitted there was an opportunity to let authorities know before a confirmed diagnosis. Two people have died, with an outbreak appearing to centre around Club Chemistry in Canterbury. Louise Jones-Roberts is its owner.
We shut as soon as we knew. So if it turns out that the speed at which they got the information out has delayed that, you know, that's a big deal. Because of the risk then to people. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal.
Resident doctors in England, who used to be known as junior doctors, are striking for 6 days from the 7th of April. Health Secretary Wes Streeting says members should accept the offered pay rise. Iranian state media is reporting that the country has rejected a US ceasefire proposal and has its own demands for an end to the war. Officials in Tehran have described the 15-point peace plan as excessive. Instagram's owner's been found negligent in the app's design and failed to warn users of its dangers in a landmark addiction trial in the US. A jury's found Google liable too. Both reject the verdicts. The case, brought by a 20-year-old who argued social media fueled her mental health struggles, could trigger thousands of similar ones now, as tech journalist Chris Stokel-Walker explains.
The endless scroll mechanism that we've seen, it could be the idea of addictive notifications, those blaring red little toggles that you get when something new is happening on social media. So now all of that is effectively fair game.
Dame Sarah Mullally's been enthroned as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. The Prince and Princess of Wales were in attendance at the service. And dogs have been man's best friend for thousands of years. New evidence shows humans have been living with domesticated dogs from around 5,000 years earlier than previously thought. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And I've got a few tracks which I think will test your knowledge of 80s music coming up in the first hour. But first of all, a couple of tracks that I don't think will test you at all.
There's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, now the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was this solo? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? Cause while all the rest have taken time, this didn't do enough for you. Laced with memories, tell you how it used to be. Your mother smiles, children play, and all the bad things happen miles away. And strong feelings never bother you. You hold your head up while the rest of us try to. Oh, call the stations, call the people, we all wanna know. Cause while all the rest are taking time, you don't wanna know. There's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, no, the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. And your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was it solo? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? Cause of all the choices you have made, this didn't do a lot for you.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome along to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. I'm Simon Jobling, and as ever, Wednesday night, 7 till 9pm on Red Kite Radio, I've got 2 hours of classic tracks from the 1980s coming right up. And I'll also be giving you information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear along the way. And first up on tonight's show, we had Good Tradition, written and performed by Tanita Tikaram. And it was her very first single from her debut album, no less, which may explain why initially when it was released, The single went pretty unnoticed, really. However, after a few weeks, it started getting some airplay, and then along with her album Ancient Heart, they would both be highly successful entrants to the UK charts, with this single, Good Tradition, making number 10 in 1988. And then just now we heard from Mike and the Mechanics and All I Need Is a Miracle, which was co-written by Mike Rutherford from the band. And he said it was quite unusual for him because it was primarily a happy song, which, well, listening to the lyrics, you might struggle to get. But evidently what Mike meant was that it was an up-tempo number and therefore happy. Well, it was the follow-up to the band's debut single, Silent Running, and this one did go to the top five in America, but didn't do as well here, just a number 53 in 1986, but it would go top 30 10 years later. But now it's time to get back to the music, and next up is Bryan Adams with Somebody, which was co-written by Bryan with his songwriting partner, John Valance. And Bryan is undoubtedly one of the biggest artists to come out of Canada, because he is estimated now to have sold getting on for 100 million records. Yes, million. Helped certainly by one of the biggest singles of all time, Everything I Do It For You, and the album that that single came from, which was Waking Up The Neighbours. Because both of those sold over 15 million copies each. Well, this was Bryan's second single, number 35, in 1985.
Correct.
classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Mentioned at the top of the show that there'd be a few memory tests for you about 80s music. Well, this is your first one, but you haven't got long to think about it. Because I think you may well recognise that song. It was Hurry Home. But do you know the name of the band? Well, I can tell you they were British, but if you blinked, you might have missed them because they only stayed together a couple of years. They only produced one album and four singles, to be precise. But they certainly released this one at the right time because it came out during the Falklands War and it did become a favourite of the families of the troops that were fighting out there. Well, I can also tell you it was the band's only UK hit and number 17 in 1982. And the name of the band, it was Wavelength. Now, we have a few adverts coming up, but then we'll be straight back with Evelyn Thomas and High Energy, which, as the title suggests, came from the music genre High Energy, no less, and it was one of its early hits. Now, Evelyn was a US singer who had had her first hit in the UK back in 1976, having been spotted, in fact, by a UK producer called Ian Levine. Well, Evelyn released a number of singles in the following years, but after a quiet period, Levine invited her back to the UK to record this track. Well, Well, it was a hit across Europe and a number five in the UK in 1984.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. But not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Track prompts another little question. I did warn you up front, didn't I? Because I wonder if you know the nationality of this group. I can tell you they were called Mezzaforte and the track was called Garden Party. It was a track from the band's fourth album and certainly was their biggest international hit. Indeed, its success encouraged Mezzaforte to move to the UK, although they'd only have two further very minor hits here after that move. Well, this track's been used in many TV ads and TV programmes, in fact, and did get all the way to number 17 in 1983. Now, they were a jazz fusion group, and where did they come from? They came from Iceland. Now, Easter is almost upon us, and there's an Easter fun day at Chinna Pavilion taking place on Sunday, the 5th of April, from 1 till 5pm. There'll be an Easter egg hunt, fun crafts and cupcakes decorating too. There'll also be hot food available and a fully stocked bar. So that's the Easter Fun Day, Chinna Pavilion, Sunday the 5th of April, and it's all taking place from 1 till 5pm. But now it's back to the music, and indeed it's right back where we started from, is the next track, and that this will be Sunita's version of that track. Because the 70s original, well, that came from Maxine Nightingale, and it was written back then by a couple of British writers who said that they wrote it in just 7 minutes while they were driving to hospital for the birth of one of their daughters. Well, you think the writer might have been thinking about something else at the time, but he wasn't. He wrote this instead. And the original would get to number 8 in our chart. But this cover by Simon Cowell's good friend Sunita, well, it got to number 4 in 1989.
Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
We'll be right back.
Wines, of course, and Waterfront, which is written by the band with lyrics by the band's excellent frontman, Jim Kerr, who said it was inspired by a walk that he did along the River Clyde, seeing the declining shipbuilding industry there. And he wanted to write a song that expressed some hope for the regeneration of the industry in the future. Well, it came from the brilliant Sparkle in the Rain album, and at the time of release, it was the band's highest charting single in the UK, at number 13 in 1983. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then, well, we've got my last final question for this hour. Yes, it's enough annoying questions probably, isn't it? The track, I am sure you all know, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. And it's a song that was so celebrated and has become so celebrated that some years after its release, a book was written with the very same title. And not only that, but quite recently, the US magazine Rolling Stone ranked this song as number 5 in the best dance songs of all time. Well, it's good, but I'm not quite sure it's that good. Well, I can tell you the group, they came from the US and they would just have one other minor hit here. But this was their big international hit, a number 13 here in 1983. And the band's name, well, it was In Deep.
Red Kite Radio.
Tame Country Fair is where the countryside comes to life. Easter Sunday the 5th and Monday the 6th of April, experience the opening round of the UK Horseboarding Championships. The Stanage International Stunt Team add motorbike skills and spills to the arena. Plus, have a go at traditional country sports. Enjoy lurcher racing, gun dog scurries and a fun dog show. There's more than ever to see, do, try and buy, with two arenas full of demonstrations and displays, live music, crafts, food halls and shopping arcades. The Tame Country Fair, Kingsey Road, Tame, OX93JL. Visit livingheritagecountryshows.com.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Kingsey.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you. get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. But when I turned on my radio, I found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song.
Darling, I wanna hold you near, wanna
Billy Ocean there with Lover Boy, which was co-written by Billy with his producer Keith Diamond, and it was a track that was far bigger in other markets than here. Now, for example, it topped the chart in South Africa for 11 weeks, and it would be a number 2 in America as well. But it only made number 15 in our UK chart in 1985. Now, we're approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but do stick with me for hour 2 of the show, please, because I will have some Roxy Music, some Prefab Sprout, and some Kiss, as well as a bit more American US hard rock coming up in the final hour. Two tracks to take us up to the news, and we're going to finish the hour with a track which, well, back in the day, I bought the 12-inch version of, and it was excellent. Bronski Beat's Small Town Boy, which is written by the band who said the song started as an attempt to cover the Pistols' punk anthem, Pretty Vacant. Well, it didn't really do that, but it certainly was a huge worldwide hit and a number 3 here in 1984. Just before that, we're going to hear the Nick Straker Band and A Walk in the Park. Now, Straker had put this band together in the late 70s, largely with musicians from another band called New Music, who would have a few chart entries, including the hit Living by Numbers. Well, Nick would have a couple of very minor hits here on top of this one, but this was his only top 40, number 20, 1980.
Back into my head, I'm in the dark, and I can't see where I'm being led. I'd give the world to set the clock back and act like a man. Where can I turn to save myself from this confusion? Away from all the busy streets of my mind, I seek a straighter path. I seek a shady glade in which to unwind. But why do we go on? In spite of mistakes, in spite of destruction, life can be fun, depending on your situation. Today.
107.2 Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.